We're in the supermarket. There's the sound of the trolleys. We've parked up and we're ready. This is a bit of a bigger supermarket than when we did our supermarket sweep episode.
Oh my God.
We did that many, many moons ago. That's where we each so had, fun. What, a tenner?
Yeah.
To go and shop in a little express superstore.
And it was more expensive, the expresses, aren't they?
Yeah, right. Grab your headphones. Get your trainers. Maybe you want to do your weekly shop with your headphones on whilst you listen to this episode where we go shopping in a supermarket. You could be shopping in a market. She's taking the mick out of me. Right, grab a basket, love. Anyway, welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. We are, here to, just have a little wander around supermarket. The only time I've actually been to this supermarket was when I was feeling quite poorly and had to go to the pharmacy for some cold and flu remedy. So we don't actually really know where we're going.
No,
there's nothing worse than going to a supermarket that you haven't been in before, because then you forget lots of things. I thought you were saying my name then. What's he saying, Claire?
No, hello.
Anyway, you're listening to Slimmer World Podcast, where we are like a group in between groups. We are officially sponsored by Slimming World, so somehow we have to be reasonably responsible in the things that we say. And we collaborate with them and they help us on things that we just want to make sure we go and research and get a bit more resource. And Anna's a consultant and I'm a member, and we've both been doing this Slimming World thing for quite a while, and the things that we share are our personal experiences, so we hope that you can just pick up tips along the way, but go find your own way as well, and always ask your consultant first call for help, or email if you're an online member. So today's episode, we're in a supermarket. We're stood in the fruit and veg aisle. There's plenty of speed food around us right now.
We're buying melon finger right now.
Tell me, was that what's jumping out at you right now?
Melon finger. There's a man feeling his apples. I like the
strawberries. Not his plums. He's not feeling his plums.
I like the
winky. Actually, we are next to the plums.
Yeah. I like the winky
big, round,
version.
Juicy plums they are. Are we going to explain what we're doing? Why are you also walking like a weirdo around me? Like, you know those children where you put a TV on and that's it? It doesn't matter what you say, they're not listening.
No, I
put Anna in a supermarket and she's not listening to anything that I'm saying. She's just looking at food.
Yeah, and cleaning products. Right, so we are here to tell you about
what
the
What are you here for, Anna?
I'm here to tell you about
stay
safe
message,
zones.
Stay on message, stay on message.
Sorry. I'm here to tell you about safe zones, not so safe zones and dangerous zones.
All right, so I mostly end up doing my food shop after I've been to group, if I'm honest.
Oh, do you?
I'm listening to what people are saying and recipes, and maybe flicking through the magazines, or what do you call it, the interest table?
Yes,
the bit in the middle where they put loads of
interesting table
stuff
in the middle of the room.
Yeah, someone had opened. You know, the magazine had something about sex. It had a feature about sex.
Oh no, I must have missed that
last month. Oh. And the consultant had left that as on the open on the interest, and you could see everyone was queuing up next to it, and everyone wanted to read that, but they didn't want anyone else to see that they were reading it.
I might read mine out in group tomorrow.
Oh, wow. But anyway, so I pick up all the stuff, and then I kind of have a bit of a shopping list, and after group, I come and do my big food shop. And I have a list. Like, I mean, lists, they're pretty important, aren't they?
Oh, I don't shop with a list.
Don't you?
No.
I just find if I don't have some kind of list that I'll go in thinking I'm going to get certain things and come out with everything but that thing.
I have a mental list, like I'll ring Phil and say, what do you want for tea? What do you want for... Because I normally shop daily or every 2 days.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't like doing a big shop.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no, because then I go, oh, I don't fancy that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, so the thing is, right, with the help of Slimming World, they have, like, some cool resources that we've seen, which are around, like, this kind of traffic light system, really, of supermarkets, like your red, amber and green. And so the red zones, like, just skip the aisle.
Just avoid it. The aisles. Yeah.
And then, like, amber is like, maybe check these ones for sins. And then green is like, go for it.
You're free. I also don't go near end of aisle gondolas. That's what they're called in the business.
One of the things I've kind of had to let go a little bit is yellow labels. Sometimes there's only bad things in yellow labels.
Well, yeah, now
the
you're
chocolate
vegan.
Eclairs and stuff. Oh, no, but whether I was vegan or not.
Oh, really?
Just doing the Slimming World thing, I didn't always find, like, in the fridge section, the eclairs step away from the chocolate eclairs.
Oh, that's interesting, whereas I was rummaging for cheap meat.
Well, Matt, who I'm seeing, his thing, I know, his thing is donuts.
Oh,
he can
Matt.
Go to a popular supermarket
yeah.
and he can have 5 donuts for 50p. And he's like, but they only taste good fresh. Then you have to eat like 3 in one mouthful.
And look, you can't get any fruits
and
vegetables.
10p a donut, though. That's why I'm like, yellow label, you need to walk away.
And you can't get any fruits here under 50p, can you? A single apple's 50p.
No.
Isn't that terrifying? Right. Should I take you down some safe zones?
Okay, take me down the safe zones then. So we're in the beautiful fruit and veg. It's massive. There's loads going on. There's loads of colours.
It's bright. It's sparkling. We've even got measured nuts here, Claire, so they could fit into your healthy extras. Like little
They're
shots
gonna
of
They're
going to
be amber,
almonds.
Though, surely.
No, but these... Sorry, little shots of almonds, you know that they're in a quantified pre-measured pack. I'd say that was quite safe if you knew what you were doing. But this is where you're going to find a lot of your healthy extras, like a flax seed. Do you know what I mean? So chia seeds, all that
chia.
Type of...
Chia.
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 Oh my God, look there. A watermelon crisp.
It says it's one a day.
Isn't that terrifying?
It is. I mean, come on, people. A crisp is not one a day.
Well, it is because it's fruit, isn't it? And it's just dehydrated fruit. But yes, not in our world. But yeah, we're in a safe zone here because we've got all the free and the speed.
Okay.
So predominantly, you know, well, we know that as long as you're not cooking this in any saturated fat, you are good to go.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's walk down the middle because then that makes it easier.
Oh, yes.
I mean, clothes are on the top floor. Oh, are they
a danger zone for me.
Yeah, for me too.
Come to buy a pint of milk, end up with a full outfit for me, Daisy, Phil and the dogs. Mm. Like, unnecessary.
Okay, so the fridge stuff is right in front of us. So there's meat, fish and poultry.
Yeah, so these are like lean meats is what we're looking out for. So a little tip when we're going down the aisles of the meat, if you've got anything that's flavoured or like in a processy version, you know, like, I don't know, like a chicken joint that's got stuffing or stuff, they're not going to be free. We've got some of the vegan stuff here.
Yeah, these some are mine. Yeah, we've got like these bacon pieces are actually sin free. Oh, some of the sausages you've got to watch out for, they are quite high in sins. And
these,
the soya kind of replacements.
Well.
Yeah. So it's, you know, there's it's getting a bit better.
It's growing, isn't it?
You just have to remember that when it's vegetarian or vegan, it doesn't mean it's sin-free.
Yeah.
But then, you know, with meat as well, as you're saying, like, you check that it's, like, less than 5%.
When I picked up a marinated chicken for Phil and it was 17 sins, like some of these beef briskets, anything in a breadcrumb.
Well, that's like me with that nut roast that I picked up the other week, 50 sins.
50 sins for a nut roast.
So, like, some of these are, like, breadcrumbed,
yeah,
lightly dusted.
Like, in marinated fishes stuff, they're just little things to watch out for. Look at those, they've got a packet of butter with them. But yeah, if you're going for lean meats that are on their own,
you pointed that out to me as well about like the veg, you know, when you get the packed veg in there and it could just have butter in,
yeah,
and then you look at the sins, you're like, oh, actually that's like 2 or 3 sins.
Yeah, the one I used to give to Phil was 4 sins, I think. Oh, look, we've got some yellow labels here.
So what's in the yellow? Come on then. Look. We've got
some
sliced
pastry.
Chicken.
Yeah, so that would be free.
There's some ham, that's okay.
Yeah, we've got some falafel. We've got, look.
Oh yeah, it's your magic word. Skia.
Yogurt.
It's Iceland.
But then we've got things like I can never say that.
Antipasto.
That's the one.
What's so difficult
Dyslexic
about saying that?
Because it doesn't look... But the A, I wouldn't know how to say that. Oh, she mocks my dyslexia all the time. But look, I reckon if I turn this over, this is going to be...
Oh, my God. Triple cooked chips.
Fresh chips. They're not going to be your friend. No. So, yeah, like you said, we've got naan bread there for 20 sins.
This is what I mean. Like, yeah. When you kind of look in the yellow labels, I don't find it that helpful. So I learnt to just... For
Stay
me,
away.
This became a red.
Oh, really?
This became
That's
a red
so
in my little...
So now we're in... Oh, this is an interesting one because this is an aisle that is potentially safe but then has gone into a danger all at once.
So I'm guessing one of the red things is what we've got in front of us is like all the processed
ready
meals.
Yeah.
Right.
So we went from bacon into a sausage into another pot of vegan veggie stuff, and then it's just gone into ready meals. So kind of knowing those, like, ready meals.
I mean, right opposite, like, the tofu, the soups.
Yeah, a lot of the fresh soups have got lots of rubbish in.
What, like cream
and
oil?
Butter, all those type of things. But, like, there are some makes, like these make on the top, that are very low sins and stuff. So, yeah, I think it's just about knowing, if you are venturing into these areas, get that book out, get the app out, so that you can just keep checking and see what's listed, and kind of know what is going to be free and what might not be.
You know, it's like, this is the type of aisle that I would end up spending ages on, because I'd have my app out and be typing every single thing in.
And but it's the end of this aisle. Look, great prices. Look what's here. Hot cross bun.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by end of aisle gondolas.
And so, like, there's even sausages there as well, and bacon, and
Yeah, which is, you know, the bacon's a safe zone, isn't it? But then getting into a sausage, that takes you into dangerous territory.
You just got to check, haven't
you? Yeah, totally. Another interesting one that always gets me, because Daisy likes a fruit juice or a smoothie, they are so packed full of sins.
Or orange juice as well.
Yeah, because you've got to think, it's not satisfying your appetite for the calorie content.
It's just sugar.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's got all the kind of energy of the fruit, but not the filling fibrous. Yeah. Should we go into a cooked
So, like, if we look, like, what's on the ends then? Because you were saying that. I mean, pet food. I think I'll... Is that free food?
Well, I'm not going to...
Yeah. How's that do on the symbol stacking?
You could get loads of protein in that. Sorry, darling.
So, we've got grapes opposite sugary orange juice. We've got some yogurts and some sexy cheesecakes.
Matt's
with pizza.
Favorite. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Donuts.
And then, so I think it's these, like I was saying, the ends of aisles can really tempt you in, because while we've got things like a well-known, really low-sin yogurt, next to it is the fresh pizzas, which are going to cost you, you know, upwards of 50, 60, 70 sins, aren't they?
Mm. What's down this one? So you've got cooked meats.
Cooked meats.
Some olives.
Cheese.
There's some olives there.
Yeah.
A lot of pizza.
Look,
and quiche.
And quiche and pie. So
I'm
it's
gonna think
knowing
that we're going to skip that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk down. This is my favourite one, yogurt.
Why is it your favourite?
Because I always get excited by what store has what yogurt in here. Because, you know, you can only get certain yogurts in certain stores. No? Do you not? I suppose for you, your yogurt consumption is quite limited.
I suppose it is. So here's, here's my little section.
Oh, I spend a lot of time in this section for days.
I mean, this is basically one brand that's plain and no sugars for yogurt for me.
And there's another couple of supermarkets that do their own. Oh, this is what you told me about last week, didn't you? We've been having the wrong milk, you and me.
Well, I realised that when you go out for coffee and you say, can I have almond milk or oat milk or coconut milk? There are always two different versions. There is always the unsweetened and the not. It doesn't say it's not. It doesn't say sweetened. It just doesn't say anything. And so, if you want to, because a lot of time I'd be like, oh, I had almond milk in the local coffee shop with my coffee. It counts as my healthy extra.
It doesn't.
And I'd say that'd be about 100 mil. Mm. But I wouldn't. Then I started asking, can you show me the packaging? And I realised it was never ever the unsweetened version.
And we even looked at the back of this well-known one, and it said no added sugar. So we thought that meant unsweetened.
Safe. Yeah, the original is not safe. You has to have the word unsweetened
in big red letters.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. To keep looking at
so instead I've just been having my coffee black when I go out, because then
you're not in a dangerous space. Then
I'm not wasting my sins on almond milk.
Do you know,
goodness me,
Daisy's nearly three, and since, you know, I've known that she can't have dairy, I've seen this aisle, this pot, really grow. It's brilliant because there's so much choice. I used to only be able to get a one cheese, and like even things like this, look, puff pastry, gluten free, that is a danger zone, but it's the things that weren't there a few years ago. I mean, you could even, you know, there's a new feta type one, isn't there?
Yeah, they end up being. You just have to check your sins.
Yeah.
You know what? At the moment, for me, it's definitely an amber.
Is it?
It's a strong amber.
It's a strong amber.
Strong amber. But yogurts, you know, before I was vegan, yogurts were one of the things that really got me through a lot of difficult times, because it gave me that sweet hit that I could have after a meal in the evening for only half a sin or one sin. Also, we're at the ends again. There's a whole bunch of cheese. There's loads of wine and pizza at the end of that one. And this one, there's olives and all the posh ham.
It's got a rattan basket that they're stored in, hasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Can you see the danger zone to our right, though, Claire?
Oh, look, there's pate. Oh, that's never going to be a good one. To the right. I'm turning to the right. Bakery.
So I used to work in a well-known supermarket when I was a student as a checkout girl. And we used to pump the smell of freshly baked bread.
I can so imagine you doing that.
I was such a good checkout girl.
You're right. You need a bag. Do you need a bag?
I worked in a very well-known student place in Manchester, and I was one of a very classy checkout girl. Oh. Yeah, but we had a... You have to scan a certain amount of products. Did you know that? But yeah, what I was trying to say is that we used to pipe the smell in to entice people to eat it.
Yeah, but they do that at IKEA.
What, meatballs?
No, the smell of like baked bread and stuff. Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. Now we're in a bit of a danger here.
Hang on, you're turning away. What?
Juice and smoothies.
Juice and smoothies. I'm just going to step away from this fridge because my hand's quite cold.
Oh, is it? Oh, bless you.
Oh no, we've just come to the end of another aisle. Oh. We've stepped out of the fridge zone into the more drier stuff, and there's... My favourite ever chocolate biscuit. For £1.
Ones, very low in thin.
There's fingers, there's peanuts, there's... fingers, biscuits and peanuts. That's a hot night in, isn't it?
No, if you put our podcast on double speed, that would sound wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, go back, rewind and listen to that fast.
Oh my god, look. And then there is a whole basket of my absolute
nemesis.
You're
right. I mean, maybe over time I've learnt to ignore the special offers. I've learnt to ignore the end of aisles. I've learnt to ignore the yellow labels. And actually, for me, that's why having a piece of paper and a plan...
Does it help you?
...gives me a bit of structure. Because... The temptation for your eyes to be like, oh, it's only a quid.
Well, that's what gets you, isn't it? I find taking a two-year-old to the supermarket is the best thing because you're in and out in 4 seconds because they've had a temper tantrum halfway through, you know, the cheese aisle. So, yeah. See, I go for, like, special offers like that now. I look out for things like bulk buying free foods like tuna, tomatoes, pasta.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're in an oil aisle.
Got the oils, chopped veg, spices. So I'm really loving my spices at the moment.
Oh, I love spice.
I'd love to do a feature episode, actually, on just how to really get the most. One of the things that some people were saying, I did an Instagram live for us, and people were saying that you've got to watch out on some of the spices because they've got sins.
Yes. So
what,
blends.
Which ones?
Blends.
What do you mean?
So anything that says...
In a packet?
Yeah, so if it says like a blend on it...
Oh, okay. Not in the...
Some of the jars will. They'll have like other things in them. So you do need to double check. But it's normally something that's in a tub. We know that the ones at the top that we're looking at are a free version, but some of the pastes of things will have oil suspended in them. The blends will have sugars, some fats, some starches, things that will need to be sinned in it.
This is the thing, right? Just as you think you know it all and you're safe, and then you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, because...
So like going to a coffee shop, having milk in my coffee, having spices, and I'm like, oh, poo-poo.
Because...
that I bought last week.
I think you're all right with that, because that's all it is. Is actual her? Oh no! Look,
what?
Sugar, first ingredient.
Who?
Isn't that terrifying?
Sugar.
Sugar is the first ingredient listed.
No, where's the other one? This one. I don't want to look now. Hang on.
Sea salt. We're okay on this one.
Oh god.
But yeah, how? I mean, that is what? That's shiratsu and chili, and that has got sugar in it. Get this one out. It's so interesting, isn't it? Like, why they find the need to put that in.
That's got caster sugar.
Yeah. And that's a piri-piri seasoning.
Oh,
crazy, isn't it? But if we go down here, just the plain herbs, the plain spices, where nothing's been added in, we are safe. So, you know, because these are just the pure varieties, so you know you're going to be all right. See, I love a bit of garlic granules. Can't go wrong. My favourite...
Only because you can't be asked to chop them up.
No, I actually like crushing a garlic, but it gives it, you know, that's an instant quick hit. I like a garlic salt on things. I tell you what is good, my favourite spice, herb, chive.
Chive?
I put chive in everything.
Oh, I think that paprika would be mine.
Oh, really? Mm. No, chive, onion salt, garlic salt, and...
Hashtag favourite spice. Send them in, people.
Should we go down to a bit of bouillon?
So, like, stocks?
Yes.
Are they all okay? Cubes and
very interesting. So we've got cubes, we've got jelly pots. Then we've got, look at these cans. We've got pouches.
Pouch? I've never seen it. It's got sugar in.
Sugar, salt. So, yeah,
I would say... It looks absolutely vile. When you put stock in a bag, a see-through bag, it looks vile.
Looks like a catheter. But look, it's even in a can.
I have never actually even noticed. I normally just go for the little pots
or the cubes. Loads of great ones. There's also white wine ones, red wine ones, things like a bit of yeast extract, beef extract. Then we've got things down here like stuffing and gravy.
I know things like the there's yeast flakes in front here, and a tablespoon of these is a sin.
What would you do with that?
So you can put it on like a pasta bake, or I made like my squash risotto the other day.
Is it like cheese?
Yeah, it looks like you're putting fish food onto your food. I'm not gonna lie,
it genuinely
does. But it goes a bit cheesy, and it's got a load of. Vitamin D, some B vitamins, and zinc.
Ooh,
so for
zinc is
vegans,
good for the skin.
It's good because it gets your B12 in.
Yeah. Ah.
But it kind of is. Yeah. Once you get the fish food thing, it's all right.
You're okay.
Oh, we've got the pulses behind us here, like
the
beans.
Bean, don't you?
This has got to be pretty much a green aisle, I'd say.
Well, I think we've got fragments
tomato
of puree, this, haven't
chopped
we?
Tomatoes.
But then we've got the oils next to it. We've got things like our one cow cooking sprays, all that type of thing. Got lots and lots of things that I find really interesting. I get a lot of members that say, oh, but I cook with coconut oil because it's been promoted as being so healthy and not realizing it's a fat. Avocado oil. Oh, look, your favorite bit of jackfruit
flavored. Let's go this way then. Right, we go back down the middle. We're kind of heading
look at this. But look.
So the right of us is the freezer section and the booze. We'll go there in a second and the bakery. But in front of us is the, for me, there's an alarm. I'm scared to even step in the aisle.
Look, one side is tea, coffee, herbal teas. We're safe. On the opposite side of this, sorry, my darling, is biscuits, is crackers, is cereal bars.
We've got lunchbox.
Yeah.
Shall we
go down it? We're together.
Okay.
I'll hold your hand.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to walk on the right so you don't venture over.
I mean, this is why partly I went vegan, so that I can't eat loads of this. Oh my God, it's just taking me back.
Wow. Do you know what I think?
There's a finger,
about this.
There's a cake, or is it? There's a biscuit.
Oh,
breadstick.
Oh my God, now these are my nemesis.
Breadstick.
Cheese twist. Oh my God, breadsticks, yeah. Because when you've got a little one, they're really easy to give them. And a little mini packet of breadsticks, 5 sins.
Oh, I mean, crackers annoy me. The range of sins from a cracker. Or an oat cake.
But we've got some of these
feels
down
unjustified.
Here that you can take.
Yeah, 2 cents. I had an oat cake and a bit of... I had some healthy extra A, so I thought, oh, I'll have some cheese with an oat cake. 2 cents for a flipping oat cake.
But
I
then you've
gutted.
Got ones down here that you can take as a healthy extra. The thing I struggle with is these come in big packets. If I could buy them singly, I could be trusted.
A single cracker?
Yeah. But no, that's
what
I mean.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I would just eat a single cracker. You give me a packet, I'll eat the whole packet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a trigger for a lot of us. So here, we're kind of in a safety dodgy zone, aren't we?
What do we call these? The little bars.
Cereal bars. So
we've
got lots that we could take as a healthy extra, all here. We've got some that are very low sin, but then we're going over here into like 10, 12, 15 sins a bar. So, you know, I think it's really important.
And also, I think I used to rely on cereal bars to help get me through.
Yeah.
But then I kind of think I was... thinking that a cereal bar was breakfast,
yeah.
And it doesn't really fill me up.
No,
there's no speed in it. There's not really any free.
It's just a really quick
no
grab, isn't it? Yeah, and I think it is knowing that actually, could you set yourself up for a better day?
Yeah. Right, let's go back down the middle then. So
ooh,
we're coming
a nice
up.
Posh coffee shop.
Oh, there is,
there.
Isn't there? Yeah, ooh. I didn't take you there today.
No, didn't.
It's
you?
My favourite colour as well.
Red.
It's the colour of love.
Is it? That how you feel for me? Love.
Yeah.
Bit of fabric softener. Should we go down and see?
And this is what love is, isn't it? Doing the weekly shop together not falling out at the end.
I can't do the weekly shop with Phil. We spend triple the amount and it's just horrendous. So we've got a couple of danger zones here.
Okay, we've got to paint the picture so that people say we're stood facing the special offers for booze in front of us. To the left we've got freezers sections. To the right of us we've got all kinds of sauces, Indian, Mexican, antipasti.
And then just a sign that says sugar.
Yeah, the whole aisle.
Sugar.
Sugar. And we've got cereal and pasta and bakery to the front
that's
right.
That's my evil place.
This is like, you know, I would say like the frozen section, you just got to be alert, haven't you? Confectionery world.
Yeah, for me, like, I wouldn't go down the ice cream zone now. I would send Phil, when he goes and does a separate shop, to go and get that stuff, so because I'll just come out with a lot of chocolate-coated ice creams.
My thing is, if you don't buy it and it's not in, you can't
eat
it.
Yeah, exactly. But, and I won't go down the crisps and the chocolate, because I just can't be trusted. Phil gets those things for days when he goes out shopping. This is an interesting aisle, the world food aisle, and the salad dressing. How do you feel about a salad dressing?
Well, actually, the world food aisle is where you get a lot of the free from stuff.
Oh, should we go
for
down
the vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is it? This one or the next one?
This is what it says, world food. Oh, here we go. See, it's these things. This is a big change.
Like
that
sauces
I made.
In jars.
Yeah.
Used to be like a staple for me because I thought by making.
You're making a curry.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and also like rice as well. Mm. I realised not all rice is okay.
What do you mean?
Like, not all rice is good. Some of it's got oil in, buying the pouches.
Oh, yeah, the microwavable pouches.
Oh.
So this is stuffed, but we're talking in last week's debunking symbols.
Stuffed
about
vine leaves.
Yeah, now they're not free, but a vine leaf would be.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, we were talking about these. These have got lots of oil in. Cooked rice.
I just don't know where you'd even get them.
You probably could get a vine leaf. Let's see. I think you can get them in just normal tins.
Oh, we've got all the sauces behind us.
How do you feel about a condiment? Because I used to take 60 sins a day in mayo.
Yeah, or not realise it.
Yeah, 4 heaped tablespoons.
Who honestly weighs out a condiment?
I do now because I'm a condiment devil.
I just learnt to make my own sauce with, like, fat-free yogurt, mustard powder and paprika stirred together.
Do you like it? Yeah. See, I like a bit of mayo, so I will take some sins on a lighter-than-light version. Mm-hmm. And it's all about
barbecue
that choice,
sauce
isn't it?
Has recently been a bit of a favourite, and sweet chilli sauce.
Oh, Phil's really into that. But yeah, I think some of these can be really great picks. Some of them can be the devil's work. There is a very famous pizza chain restaurant that does an amazing dressing. I could nail a bottle of that a week, so I just can't buy it.
It's good that there's more reduced fat and sugar ones, because some of them are like halves the sins.
So if you get under 50 calories per 100 mils, oh my God, it'd be sin-free. Yeah. White Baps, Claire.
So, sorry, see, you distracted me. What did you just say?
So if you get a salad dressing that's 50 calories, less than 50 calories per 100 mils, it's going to be sin-free. But do bear in mind what it says on the front is normally 15 mils, which is a teaspoon.
Oh.
So, yeah, there are loads of free ones.
Hmm. Okay. Right, so we've kind of hit the bakery aisle. So there's just rows and rows and rows and rows and rows.
I'm going to sniff a bap.
See, there's like some wholemeal bread here in front of us. Oh, it's grain. Now, this is something I learned in my early days of Slimming World, where I've been eating whole grain bread for ages, and I realised it's meant to be wholemeal to be classed as a healthy extra B.
So there are lots of different breads in the healthy extra B choice, and there is a list that is updated very regularly on the website. So you've got things like a wholemeal one that you could take, 400 gram loaf. You could take 2 slices of that, 60 grams. Or one of these BAPs, these might be, you'd need to measure it.
A batch.
Yeah, I don't call it a bat, but I call it a roll. Oh, now that's my nemesis.
Baguette.
A tiger baguette. I could eat one of those in a day.
I don't even know how sins they are.
That baguette, you would be looking at 45,
for
60.
The whole thing?
Yeah, even more. Yeah.
Yeah, or olive bread was one of my.
Oh, I love a bit of olive bread.
So there's more bread here. Because the thing is with this, like, you get a lot of it, you have to cut it yourself, don't you?
Or just rip
There's my olive bloomer. And the thing is, it's a quid.
Yeah.
But, and like, because your idea of chopping it, and then you can't just have the bread on its own. You have to have butter with it.
Yeah, or cheese.
Yeah, deadly.
Oh, I love
that. So for me, this again becomes
this is
a red.
This is staring me. Yeah.
A red.
We're looking at a wrap. Now, some of these wraps are bang on, but there's only about one there, but you could have two there, and the rest are all sinned. Scary.
So it's just checking. I think, like, once I found like a couple of brands for wraps and bread that I could go to, I just always have them, and then I don't really veer off it.
Yeah, because it's a safety.
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting one. Tinned fruit. A lot of people think that this is going to be a free food. Tinned fruit is not free.
Really?
Yeah, because it's soft. It's been cooked down, so it's going to be, much easier to take on board for less satisfaction. So even if you washed it, even if you got it out of its juice and out of its syrup and in a juice not going to be free. There are some things like prunes that you can take as part of your healthy extra B choice, but yeah, tinned, dried, juiced, smoothied fruit is not free food. Cake.
So we're like on the home baking section.
Flour.
Oh, tin fruit. Where's my jackfruit? Oh, there it is. There it is.
Your mate Jack.
And now at least I know where to look for it.
10 cow jelly.
Where's my vine leaves? Are they going to be here?
No.
You've let us down.
No, they only had stuffed, didn't they?
You've let us down, man.
I haven't let you down. This shop's let you down.
So, I mean, it's, God, some of these cake things. The thing with, like, the cake mix, at least you know exactly how many sins it's going to be.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're making it at home on your own, I'm not really sure.
I do a lot of baking with Days, and I found that if you get one of these cake mixes and use a diet drink instead of oil, instead of eggs, you can make a cake that works out at 4 sins a slice and is amazing. Yeah, it's very interesting.
These wholemeal bread mixes are quite interesting as well. I mean, I tried this because some of them are healthy extra B's. You have to check.
Yes.
Because all you do is you just add water. But
they're really good.
The thing is, like, they make tiny little bread roll things.
Yeah.
And not very big for what you've actually got. And I recognised I was probably doing like 2 or 3 portions, pretending it was one.
Oh, you're so honest.
So I kind of stepped away and went back to just buying my loaf of bread, knowing that, well, I know 2 slices of this are safe.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I find these kind of aisles can be extremely, extremely dangerous.
Mm. Right, okay. So soft drinks opposite. It's not like flavoured water.
Do like a flavoured water.
Yeah, some of them are sins though, right?
So, if they
are sugar-free,
they are free. But if they are, there is one here. So these ones are all free, but this one here is 15 sins a bottle with a red lid. So it's clearly the one that says sugar-free, that's sin-free. Yeah. The one that doesn't say sugar-free, 15 sins for a bottle of water.
But these flavoured ones here, like strawberry, sparkling, summer fruit, sparkly. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sparkling water has kept me going.
I love a bit of sparkling water.
Yeah, put it in ice glass.
Yeah, bit of ice.
Bit of slice.
Yeah, a few berries. Can't go wrong.
Why do we switch into that weird place?
I don't know. Diet drinks, not diet drinks. No, I can't. Yeah.
Oh, here's the free from section for me.
Oh, yeah, I spend a lot of time in this free from section as well.
And we're opposite all like the nuts and almonds and things like this. I just end up spending like hours in this free from section because at the moment so much of it isn't on the app or is just coming on the app.
Yeah.
And it's all new that I have to feel like I have to check everything.
But there's so many amazing things that you can...
It took me 2 hours to do my shop the other week because I was really trying to find things that were like protein sources in the fridge and the freezer section that were 1.5 sins or less.
Wow.
And they are out there. That's what's really interesting. There's, where's it? The rats.
Oh, my God. These are the hardest things to find in the world.
So they've
got them.
They're like muffins, aren't they?
Yeah. Really, really hard to
find. And the wraps are really good as well.
Really good. And there's these new ones that are pockets, and you get 2 of these as a healthy extra.
Like the pita bread type things.
Yeah. It has to be a...
It's the last one.
This is like the holy grail.
It's meant to be. Is there not another pack of box at the back?
There is. Oh, my God.
She's going a bit mad.
I'm getting them. Well, because you get 2 as a B choice.
2?
Yeah. I know. I'm actually going to get another one. Yeah. That's what my members are getting for their raffle prize.
Okay. Oh, next to the vegan chocolate, which is just deadly. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But look how expensive it is.
Wow. Yeah, but it's big.
Yeah, but I could nail that between here and the car park.
They've also found vegan chocolate Easter eggs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous aisle for me.
Do you know what's great that's just at the back of this aisle? Tin soup. Now, a lot of
remember when that used to be healthy, it should be.
Yeah, but because we never gave it a free food allowance, you couldn't take it as a free food. Like, it could, the sins were quite high. But now lots of well-known soups are very, very low in sins. So some can be like 1, 2. I had a very well-known minestrone yesterday that was only 2 sins.
Wow.
Oh, now
so
I like these.
We've stepped into the pasta sauce and canned veg fish. Baked beans. So this has got to be a pretty safe aisle, right?
Yeah, some of it is, but like some of this here, like the pasta sauces, in the they're jars, really, yeah. really high. Really high, so you do have
my
to
my vine leaves have got to be here, surely, canned veg.
No, they've only got stuffed ones, chicken.
Stuffed one chicken?
Stuffed ones, chicken.
That's where that backfired, didn't it?
Didn't it, chicken?
I used to date a guy from Nottingham many moons ago, and I said, oh, is that a chicken, when we were on a farm, and he went, no, that's a peacock duck. Because that's what they say in Nottingham, isn't it? You're right, duck.
Yeah. And they say that in Alfreton, where I head offices.
What animal is that? I mean, I know I'm from Coventry, but I've never heard of a peacock duck.
Oh, dear.
Red lentil fusilli.
Spinach fusilli.
Is that how you say it?
No.
Fusilli.
Farfalli.
Fusilli. Farfel. Farfel.
I'm going to get Daisy. Now, this is amazing. Quick cook. Because it cooks in 5 minutes. 4 minutes when you can't be bothered.
She's going for it, people.
I am, people.
Right, mushy peas have also got me through some desperately hard times recently. Oh my God, she's actually filling up the basket. We've got oats, we've got cereal, muesli, granola. Ooh. There we go. Right, and then we've got the booze. Let's go to the booze.
I just hit you up the bum with my basket.
Yep, thanks for that.
Did you enjoy it?
It's the only pleasure I'm going to get today.
Now, booze. Now, I don't ever go down the booze aisle, ever, unless I was buying someone a present.
I do, because I can get, like, there's my alcohol-free favourite one there.
Yeah. Oh.
It's the one they gift to marathons.
I just wouldn't ever come, yeah. I wouldn't ever just come down here. Oh, look.
We've actually gone to the fake gin that we had the other week.
And you can get it in a can. Gin in a tin, as my group call it. Gin in a tin. But wow, hasn't this, like the free from aisle, got even bigger? It's interesting.
Yeah, well, how weird that we kind of came straight to this bit where it's all the alcohol-free wine.
Yeah, it's like
wine
they knew
and stuff.
We were coming.
But it's all the colours and stuff. Oh, my God. Like, just the snazziness of all the bottles and...
Does this excite you? See, it doesn't float me, but I'm not tempted one bit.
Not really tempted. I think at the moment I'm just... What I want more is I want weight loss more.
Yeah, you've got a bitter pocket.
I've got a bitter pocket. I have, yeah.
I'm excited. £2.50, but it's
how
a bitter pocket.
How fast can you say that?
Bitter pocket.
Say faster.
Bitter pocket. <pock.
laughs> Now say peanuts.
Peanut.
Say bitter pocket peanuts.
No, because it'll come out with another word.
Right, we're at the tonic water.
Yeah, although it's my favourite one with a bit of lime in it, sin-free.
Right, well, we've come to the end of our supermarket shop. Jeez, you've got a full basket going
I'm
on there.
I'm getting raffles for my grill.
You are? Thanks for combining your both jobs.
Yeah, it's really helpful for me.
Yes.
Thanks for the group being sorted. They've got some quick cook pasta, a pizza pocket, some cordial. Oh, popcorn. Do you like a bit of popcorn?
Popcorn, nuts, crisps. I just walk past this aisle.
Do you?
I just have to step it away. I mean, sometimes when I wanted to make a little lunchbox or something, I'd maybe do like a little sandwich, some loaf-in crisps. Well, we didn't do the frozen section, did we?
No.
Well, the ice cream is here. I mean, like, there are the loaf-in companies out there now, which are just getting better and better and better. Anyway, I think that we've kind of lost it in the ice cream section here. But other frozen sections that are very good. There are obviously, like, the vegetables. They're pretty good. I'm stepping away from the pizza. The free food stuff has obviously got, you know, like, the meat-free options that are there. But you just have to check with some bad sins,
yeah,
I really think.
Yeah, really check them. And then we go into the frozen chopped vegetables, which is my second home.
Yeah.
Love it.
Chopped vegetables.
Look,
I'm skipping the party food and the ready meals.
I'm not looking.
And I guess even like the little offers that they have at the end are not... They're like the pizzas and the oven chips and stuff like that. I mean, like, I'm guessing with your stuff, like your fish, just don't get it battered. Don't get it breadcrumbed.
Plain fish is fine, yeah. But all the other ones are more than likely to have a... sin value.
Yeah, that man is emptying the fridge whilst wearing headphones shopping. Prawns.
We're not here
like
to
that.
Judge.
I think that we have done a successful shop.
Yes.
I have ice cream in my hands, so I guess we have to go home soon.
I have raffles.
So that we can...
pick and mix.
Pick and mix is a danger zone for me.
And there's a till man picking his nose.
oh, let's maybe not go to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we just move out of the way? Yeah, I'm going to have to stand next to the next to all the chocolate whilst we end this podcast. But hopefully we've kind of, you'll understand if you're doing this plan what it's like when you go shopping and all the food processes, the thought processes that you go through in decoding what is safe and what isn't safe.
Yeah.
But just start to think what is an amber and what is a red for you, and learn to create a bit of space and step away from it. I'm surprised that actually the things you're pointing out, I've obviously deleted from my brain ages ago.
Yeah, the only things I can buy in bulk are toilet roll and coffee. Anything else, I'm literally, you know, when you're saying about the crackers in one, I need things in ones because it really triggers me otherwise. It's mad, isn't it?
Well,
it's helped.
It's been interesting, and you've got your raffle prizes as well.
Yeah. I need to get something more for them, but yeah. Oh, I might get them one of those well-known biscuits. Mm. They might like them.
Oh, Snowball. Remember those?
Don't like them. Too sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, our eyes are, like, clearly very distracted. We need to step away. Perhaps you have also been doing your shopping whilst listening, or you have been writing up your shopping list whilst listening for a little bit of inspiration. Send us your top tips on how you survive supermarkets. We're at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram, or on the email. We are slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. I can't remember what we're doing next week. I can't think that
I can't
far
know.
Ahead.
I don't even know my name, love.
What is it?
Anna?
Anne.
Don't you hate that when people don't get your name right? I spot yours wrong the other day, didn't you?
Yep,
thought you were going to fall out with me.
I know. Anyway, have a great week. We'll stop rabbiting on now. See you later.
Happy shopping.